那个星期五的时候问了，在那个周五团契的时候问大家一个问题，就是
This Friday, in Friday fellowship, I ask you guys a question.
我想好像有人答对了，就是我问这一句哈，耶稣说的。他说：“我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就，天地都要废去，我的话却不能废去。”
Truly, I said to you, this generation will not pass away until all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
我问那个周五我们团契的时候，所有人啊，我问大家知道这是圣经哪一节的，哪本书的
？I ask, on Friday, I ask which, which book in Bible, was this passage in?
我猜这是比较不，可能不是很多的经文，在三本福音书中间完全一样的一节经文。
I think that you cannot easily find any passages that are exactly the same in three gospels.
为什么讲这个呢？就是那当然最近这个病毒的事情，当然要讲一讲。
Why?Do I want to talk about this? It's related to the current virus.
听到很多人，大家在祷告，我自己也祷告。我们在祷告的时候，总是在想，神要医治我们。
When we pray, we always think about, we pray to God to heal us.
然后发现这个事情好像不但没有，好像没有好，离我们越来越近了。
However, not only the situation is not getting better, but it's getting closer and closer to us.
然后我们的祷告就变成，神，我不知道为什么这个事情发生。
And so our prayer has turned into, God, I don't know why this happened.
但其实我们应该知道这个事情为什么发生。
But we should know why this happened.
就在这句话里面。
It is in this passage, this verse.
这世代还没有过去。
This generation will not pass away.
这些事情都要成就。
Until all these things take place.
天地都要废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away.
但我的话却不会废去。
But my words will not pass away.
这就是我们的世代。
This is our generation.
这是一个危险的世代。
It's a dangerous generation.
但是这是也是一个激动人心的世代。
It is also an exciting generation.
我们先来说为什么这是危险的时代。
Let's talk about why is a generation of danger.
在马上就复活节，对不对？在耶稣上十字架前两天的时候，逾越节的前两天。
Before Jesus was nailed to the cross, 2 days before Passover.
耶稣和门徒从那个圣殿走出来。
Jesus and his disciples went out of the sanctuary.
你要想一下，那个圣殿是很雄伟的建筑物。
It is a beautiful building.
很大，那个是第二个圣殿了。那个圣殿很大，几乎占了整个圣殿山，它整个那个山上都被它占了。
This was the second sanctuary. Almost the whole hill, was occupied by the sanctuary.
圣殿本身，那个圣殿本身那个建筑物并非非常大，占地面积，但是它不断的扩建，加上外院、外墙，还有那个钟楼。你看上去很宏伟。
The original sanctuary was not that big, but they started to build courtyards, outside courtyards, and it became bigger and bigger.
然后这个门徒就感叹说：“这个这么雄伟的圣殿。”
So the disciples were admiring the beauty of the sanctuary.
耶稣说：“我告诉你，这个圣殿将来没有一块砖还留在那里了。”
But Jesus told them.Not even one bricks of the sanctuary will remain.
我们看到今天是这样，圣殿原来的圣殿大概只有地基，你看不见的。
And this did happen today. You cannot see the sanctuary anymore.
哭墙并非圣殿的一部分。
The wall of wails, the wailing wall, is not part of the sanctuary.
然后耶稣就跟他们讲了两件事情，也是门徒问的。第一件事情叫做门徒问他们。问耶稣了，说你说这个墙那个圣殿要没有了，这个事情什么时候发生？第二个问题是，你要回来，这个事情什么时候发生
？So the disciples asked Jesus two questions. When you say the sanctuary will be destroyed, when will that happen? And when you say you will come back again, when will that happen?
对于我们来说，这个是两个时间，因为我们知道第一件事情已经发生了，主后七十年的时候，罗马人 毁了圣殿，所以我们知道这个事情已经发生，而且主耶稣还没有回来，我们知道这个时间是分开的。
For us, these are two different times because we know the sanctuary was already destroyed 70 years after Jesus, but Jesus has not come back yet, so it's supposed to be two separate times.
但是对门徒来说，甚至对耶稣来说，不一定是两个时间。
However, according to for the disciples, even for Jesus, it might be the same time.
因为耶稣也说过，他说我也不知道。我回来是什么时间
？Because Jesus said himself that he didn't even know the time when he come back.
好，那这边的关键是在于人所关心的是时间。
People care about time.
就像我们关心这个病毒什么时候可以过去了，我们有人说三月底了，有人说四月了，到五月总该过去了吧
？Just like we care about when the virus will pass away, is it the end of March or Is it going to be in May?
但耶稣的回答告诉我们，他关心的不是时间的问题。
However, Jesus' answer told us that he does not care when exactly the time.
耶稣在这边讲到几件事情，马太福音二十四章。
In Book of Matthew chapter 24, Jesus talked about a few things.
耶稣先问他们，他说：“你们知道哈，以后会发生什么事情？可能会打仗。”可能会有地震，可能会有瘟疫，可能会有饥荒。
First, Jesus told them, "Do you know what will happen later? There will be wars, there will be famines, there will be earthquakes."
你们以为那个就是我要来的时间了吗
？Do you think that is the time that I will come?
No, 这个不是。
That's not true.
好，那些一定会有，那些叫做耶稣用了一个比喻，叫做生产之痛的开始。
That will happen for sure. And Jesus used the analogy of childbirth.
那在座很多妈妈们都晓得生产之痛是个什么感觉，虽然我不知道。
The mom sitting here probably know what is the pain for childbirth.
反正像男生就知道，反正很痛就是了。
For men, you probably will never understand.
但是生产之痛。
没错吧？
好，没错。反正，但是生产之痛和普通的痛不一样。普通的痛也很痛，但生产之痛的不一样在于，你痛完以后你就喜乐了。
The main difference, what makes the birth of pain of birth different from other pain is that you know you will have joy after that.
你想象一下，我们今天不过是一点点病毒而已。耶稣在这边说打仗、饥荒、瘟疫、地震，这个小事情，小事情。
And right now we only have a little virus, but Jesus has warned us: there're going to be wars, there're going to be famines, then there're going to be earthquakes.
然后耶稣再继续跟他们讲，他说：“不但有这些事情，你们还会有一天受患难，你们要受逼迫。然后全 all nations。”全世界的人都要恨你们，恨基督徒，就这边说的是信徒。
Not only that, he also said, later on you will be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
然后耶稣说，你们到那个时候，你肯定以为，哇，都这样了，我们都被逼迫了，都要被杀了，那应该是你快来了哇。耶稣说 ，No, 还没有到。
Jesus said.You might think that when you are persecuted, it is time for me to come, but no.
也就是说，因为福音要传遍天下，末期才会来到。所以说，福音还没有传遍天下的时候，你们即便受逼迫，还是没有到。
What he said was that this gospel of kingdom will be preached in the whole world, and then the end will come.
然后耶稣继续说，他说有一天你们还会看到一件事情，就是但以理。旧约的但以理那个先知所预言的那个敌基督站在圣殿的时候
And he also said just as Daniel the prophet Daniel said the Antichrist will stand in the sanctuary
敌基督都来了然后到时候到处都是基督这边也是基督那边也是基督外面也是基督里面也是基督不但有基督还有大灾难
And at that time, there will be an antichrist, and you cannot tell which one is true or not. And also, there will be disasters.
对，大灾难，还有大神迹，神迹其实耶稣曾经行过的，这些都会发生。
And you will be, there will be disasters, and there will also be miracles.
然后你们一定以为到时候到那个时候，你一定以为耶稣肯定回来了。
You might think that I will come at that time.
耶稣还是跟他们说 ，No, no, no.
However, Jesus said no.
他说我回来的时候是什么样子
？What will be the time that I come?
二十四章二十七节的时候，他说我回来好像闪电从东边发出，直到西边。
In verse 27, it says, "For as lightning that comes from east is visible even in the west."
他那是人子，就他说他自己，人子的兆头要显现在天上。地上的万族都要哀哭，你们要看见人子有能力、有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临 ，Coming of Son of Man.
At that time, the sign of Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all nations of the earth will mourn. You will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory.
所以耶稣在这边所说的，他其实是想提醒门徒，你千万不要去猜那个时间。
What Jesus really telling the disciple is, don't guess the time.
这些事情已经很糟糕了，很糟糕的事情。
It's worse enough.
但是这个事情都不能和 coming of Son of Man 来相比，那一天来相比。
All these disasters and famines and trials is not going to be compared to the time when the Son of Man come again.
那一天到底是什么日子？
What exactly that day is?
约珥书第二章第三十一节讲到一个日子。
Book of Joel talk about in chapter 2, verse 31.
那个日子叫做耶和华大而可畏的日子。
It says it's the day of Jesus.
The great and awesome day of the Lord.
The great and awesome day of the Lord.
耶和华大而可畏的日子，我们通常想象耶稣回来的日子，有一点像圣诞老人的日子，就是有一点点，有一点点，有时候。
Do you think the day that Jesus come, you compared it to Santa Claus?
但是那个日子不是这样的日子，那个日子叫做审判的日子。
However, this is not true. It's a day of judgment.
所以耶稣真正要告诉他们的是，那个是可怕的日子。
What Jesus wants to tell them that this is a day of fear.
跟那一天相比，那些战争、那些饥荒，都好像变得不大。不是说那些事情不大，只是相比之下，好像都变得没有那么大了。
Compared to that day, those disasters, those famines are nothing.
那些大灾难、大神迹、那些离道反教的事情，跟那一天相比，变得好像不足一提了。
Those great disasters, those fake Christ, and those miracles cannot really compare to the day of Jesus coming again.
如果那些这样的日子跟那一日相比都不值一提的话，那我们今天所经历的，在神的眼中，我想不一定是小事。但是你觉得这个日子，我们现在这个日子，是不是不是很大？好像不是很大。
Compared to that.What we have been going through today, probably is nothing.
那这些事情发生的意义在哪里？
So what's the meaning of what we've been going through today?
我们刚才说人关心，我们关心的都是时间，这个事情要什么时候发生，这个事情什么时候结束，耶稣什么时候回来，我们就可以回到天上，我们关心都是时间。
We all care about timings. We care about when things happen, when things will end,When Christ could come, when we're gonna join Him in heaven.
但耶稣关心的是，当这些事情发生的时候，我们能不能撑得过去
？However, what Jesus cares about is, can we endure the pain, endure the suffering when these things happen?
当今天一个瘟疫病毒发生，我们可能还 OK， 稍微有一点点 OK， 然后下面呢？地震发生了，饥荒发生了，灾难发生了， 我们是不是还 OK 呢？
We might be okay this time, when the virus happened. But what about later on, earthquake, famine, disaster? Are we still okay?
所以我们知道神在预备我们。
We know that God is preparing us.
神在预备他的教会。
God is preparing His church.
神预备他的百姓，已经信他的，将要信他的，预备那个更大的。
God is preparing His people, those who believe Him right now or believe Him will believe Him later.
危险的时代正在来临。
The generation of danger is coming.
对将来的那一日而言，只有一件事情是重要的。
There's only one thing that's important.
我们先看看耶稣是怎么讲的。
Let's see how, what Jesus said.
我们经常在教会里面讲，牧师也经常讲啊，我们这世界上只有两种人，对不对？一个叫百分之百的人，一个叫不百分之百的人。
We often said, pastor often said that as well. There's only two types of people, 100% and not 100%.
这个话当然本身没有错了，从理论上讲，只有两种人。
In principle, there are two types of person.
要么你信呢，要么你不信。
You're either a believer, you're not, or you are not a believer.
你猜，在马太福音二十四章，耶稣讲完这个，他说他要来以后，他讲了几个例子来强调这个重要性？你猜他一共讲了几个？耶稣经常讲例子嘛，讲比喻嘛，你猜他一共讲了几个？
After Jesus talk about the day of his coming back in chapter 24 of Matthew, he again said a few parables to emphasize it. And do you know how many parables did he tell?
我听到说三个乘以二，一共是六个。他连讲六个。
Totally six.
你知道这个事情多重要？
And you can see how important it is.
他在六个里面，他也分出了两个类，两类人，他分出两类人来。
In these six parables, he talk about two type of person.
两个 category, 两种人，对，两种人。我们一个一个，我很快讲过去。他第一个讲到挪亚，挪亚的时代。人照常吃喝嫁娶，然后洪水来就冲走了。
The first story is about Noah.
讲了两种人，一个是不认识神的人，还有认识神的人。那些根本不 care 神，所以洪水来的人，根本就不相信神，也不去造那个船。
It talk about two type of people, a type of people that do not believe the flood at all. They were eating, drinking, and marry and giving marriage.
认识神的人。去建那个船，救自己，拯救不认识的神的人，被冲走。
Those who know God was building the ark and save themselves. Those who do not know God will be washed away by the flood.
第二个例子是这个家主，就是 house owner.
The second parable is about the house owner.
他说：“你要知道有贼来。”你就会很警醒，然后如果你不警醒，在你想不到的时候，人子耶稣就来了。
He said, "Therefore, keep watching, because you do not know what day your Lord will come. So therefore, you must be ready, because Son of Man will come an hour when you do not expect him."
这边又分出两种人来，第一种认识神的人，但是认识神并且警醒的人，和认识神。但是认识神却不警醒的人。
So here it talk about two different type of person. One is those who know the Lord, but also very alert. And I talk about the other type is those who know the Lord, but did not pay attention.
第三个例子讲到管家的例子，说谁是忠心有见识的管家，然后这个管家在主人不在的时候就醉酒殴打同伴。结果主人回来要重重治他的罪，他要在那里哀哭切齿。
And the third parable, it talk about a faithful servant who were put in good charge of the household when master giving to him, and the other unfaithful servant, and when master come back, he gonna punish him.
这边讲两种人。
It talk about two type of person.
认识神并且预备的人和认识神并且不预备的人。
Those who know God and preparing for him coming, and those who know God and do not prepare for his coming.
再下一个五千两的比喻，耶稣给了这个主人给了五千两、两千两、一千两。然后前两个都拿着这个钱出去工作，最后一个钱没有拿着钱没有工作，藏在地里面，所以主回来的时候把它丢在黑暗里，哀哭切齿。
And then it talk about the parable of talent, and the master gave the servant five talent, two talent, and one talent. Those who receive five talent and two talent, doing good work, and that one that get one talent.Bury the talent in the ground. When a God come, or when the master come back, he throw that servant outside into darkness, when there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这边讲两种人，一种是认识神，但是而且努力去工作的人；另外一种认识神，但是不努力去工作的人。
So therefore, it talk about two type of person: one who knows God and work hard.And those who know God but do not work hard.
最后一个山羊和绵羊的比喻。
And last is the parable of the sheep and the goats.
山羊在左边，绵羊在右边。山羊是那些不坐在小子中最小的一个身上，绵羊是你坐在小子中最小的一个身上，就是坐在主身上的两种不同的人。
So the goat was on the left side and the sheep.Was put on the right side. The sheep are those who did for those least of these brothers of mine, and those who are goat, they did not do that.
这边讲了两种人，一种叫认识神，谦卑预备在最小的一个小子身上的人；还有一种是认识神，自以为自己预备好了，不愿意去坐在小子中最小一个身上的两种人。
It talks about two types of person. The first type who knows God and also humbly waiting for him and waiting to serve the least of the least. And the other type who knows God but is arrogant and do not serve the least of least.
福音是不改变的。
Gospel will not change.
是只有百分之百的人和非百分之百的人。
Yes, there will be. There are two types, 100% and not 100%.
但耶稣说到这边是更实际的一种方，一种情况。
But here Jesus talking about something more practical.
在灾难要来的时候
，When disaster comes,
我们的信心可能不动摇吗
？Is our faith still there?
我们可能不被迷惑吗
？Will we be deceived?
如果我们不好好的准备，不好好的去预备，不努力的去工作，不醉酒，不要殴打同伴，我们要坐在小子中最小一个身上。如果我们不这样做，我们能保证自己在迷惑来的时候，我们能不动摇吗
？So therefore, when we are preparing for his coming, we need to be alert. We need to get prepared. We need to work hard.And we need to serve the least of the least. Can we do that? And if we don't do that, how can we be prepared, not shaken in the disasters?
耶稣自己的亲兄弟雅各，他说那些疑惑的人，就像在海中的波浪被风吹动翻腾。这样的人没法从主那里得什么。心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
Book of James, it says, but he must ask in faith without doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in his way.
想一想将要来的日子。
Think about the days that's coming.
天上在变，地上在变。更重要的是人心在变，这个世界在变。
Things are changing in heaven and things are changing on earth, and hearts of men are changing too.
我们就看一看这次的病毒，你在你的朋友圈里面看到了多少条朋友圈？ 有多少不同的意见，有人说很好，有人说很不好，有人说这样做，有人说那样做，有人说政府做得非常好，有人说政府做得一塌糊涂，你要相信哪一个？
Just use this virus as example. If you pay attention to any social media, you will hear all sorts of messages and all sorts of opinions. Some says this good thing, some says it's bad. Some says that the government is doing a great job, and some say the government is doing a terrible job. What would you believe?
如果更大的事情来了，如果地震要来了，如果没水没电了，你能安然坐在家里面祷告吗？
What if a bigger disaster come? What if earthquake come? You don't have water, you don't have power. Will you still be in peace?
兄弟姐妹，千万不要以为我们每天读经，我们每天祷告，我们就 OK 了。
Brothers and sisters, don't think if you read every day, you read Bible every day and pray every day, and you're okay.
我相信在这边没有一个人可以在那样的日子可以站立得稳。
I don't think anyone here can be stable at those times.
所以神在预备我们，神在预备他的教会。
God is preparing for His people. God is preparing the church.
所有这些预备的目的只有一个。
The purpose of those preparation is one.
就是我们和神的关系。
It's about the relationship between us and God.
就是我们和神的关系，就是福音，就是和神的关系到底够不够亲密，我们能不能在那一天可以站立得稳。
Our relationship to God is the gospel, is whether we can stand in those days of disaster.
在那一天来的时候，只有这一个关系可以救我们。
When those days come, only this relationship can save us.
你在家囤上一年的食物，还是一箱的口罩，还是说一车的武器，没有办法救我们。
No matter how many spare food you have at home, how many face masks you have at home, those cannot serve you.
不要说这一些了。到了那一天的时候，你觉得你的工作对你还有意义吗？
When that time comes, does your job has any meaning to you?
你的成就？
How about your achievement?
甚至连家庭？
Even your family?
我自己的生命都要失去了。
I'll lose my own life.
在那一刻？
At that moment.
唯一你所关心的就是你和神的关系怎么样？
The only thing that matters to you is your relationship with God.
甚至不是你的家庭。
Not even your family.
只有在你活的时候，你的家庭是重要的。
Your family is important to you when you're alive.
当你去见主的时候，只有一件事情是重要的。
When you go see the Lord, there's only one thing that matters.
所以这是个危险的时代。
So therefore, it's a generation of danger.
我们每一个人都要去经历这样的试验，这样的考试。
Everyone has to go through this trial.
我们没有办法逃掉的。
We cannot escape.
耶稣说了，这个世代没有过去，这些事情都要发生。
Jesus said, the generation will not pass until all these things happen.
所以神在预备我们。
So God is preparing us.
神不是在预备世人。
God is not preparing the people of the world.
神在预备他的百姓。
God is preparing His people.
神本来就不是要救所有的人，神要救的是那些爱他、信他的人。
God does not want to save everybody, but He only saves those who love Him.
当然，神想救所有的人。
Of course, He wants to save everyone.
他希望拯救所有的人。
He hopes to save everyone.
但是到最后，他只能救那一些信他、爱他的人。
But at the end, he will only save those who love him.
但是信他、爱他，并不自动的让我们就可以经过、就可以站立住、通过那一切的灾难。
But that does not guarantee that you can stand the trial.
哥林多后书第四章，你们说我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心思一天。我们这至战至轻的苦楚， 为要我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwards we are wasting away, yet inwards we are being renewed day by day.For our light and momentarily trouble, achieving for us external glory, eternal glory that far outweighs the more. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
所以神希望他的百姓、他的教会、他的儿女，要在这些灾难当中站起来。
So God expects His people.His church to stand during those disasters.
当这个世界在 going down 的时候，我们要 going up.
When the whole world is going down, we are going up.
这个世界跟我们原来就不属于一类的。
The world it does not belong to us.
耶稣讲到基督徒会受迫害，你知道为什么基督徒会受迫害？
Jesus said, the believers will be persecuted.
因为这个世界讲的就是爱，讲的包容，讲的我们都是一家人，对不对？
The world talks about tolerance, talks about inclusion, that we are all big family.
但是我们讲什么？我们讲天上地下没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救的。
However, what do we say? We said there's no other name in heaven or earth that can save us.
没有其他的名。没有其他的人，没有其他的神可以让我们得救的。
No other name, no other God can save us.
信与不信本来就没有相交的，黑暗与光明本来就没有关系的。
There is no fellowship between darkness and light.
除非你走到耶稣基督的名下，除非你接受他成为你的救主，接受他的宝血洗净你一切的罪，否则你就是在神的恩典之外的。
Unless you accept Jesus Christ, accept that His blood wash away your sin, you are outside the grace of God.
你想每一个重大的议题提出来的时候，基督徒的声音总是和别人不一样的。
In every important moment, the voice of the believers of Christians are different.
当世界说我们想结婚就结婚，我们想离婚就离婚，我们高兴就在一起，我们不高兴就分开的时候，基督徒说 No.
When the world said it's okay to divorce, you can stay with whoever you want. But the Christian says no.
当这个世界说我们愿意男的和男的在一起，女的和女的在一起，只要我们互相相爱就可以，基督徒说 no.
When the world says men can marry men and women can marry women, the Christian says no.
如果这是我们站立的价值，我们怎么期望这个世界接受我们？
This is the value that we stand on. We cannot expect the whole world to accept.
当这个世界越来越向前走的时候，我们只有两个选择，一个是接受世界，进入世界，一个是离开世界，让世界拒绝我们。
When the world moves on, we only have two choices. One is to accept the world and go with it, and the other is to reject the world and let the world reject us.
但是神要在我们的肉体之上，肉体本是无益的。有一天要被销毁的。
But our flesh one day will all go away.
但是神要在我们无用的肉体之上成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
However, God will achieve His glory through our flesh.
他要我们生活在世界里面，但是我们又不生活在世界里面。
He wants us to be in the world but not of the world.
当世界拒绝我们，世界不承认我们，神说在他的里面有我们的价值，有我们的目的。
When the world rejects us, God told us that in us, He has purpose.
神希望我们每一个人都站立起来。
God wants every one of us stand up.
努力的去工作。
Work hard.
不论是你在学校的工作，在公司的工作，在教会的工作。
You work hard in your family, at your position in your church.
你的每一项工作，神都有他的目的。
Everything you do, God has a purpose in it.
神对我们每一个人都有一个最终的计划。
God has a plan for everyone.
这是一个激动人心的时代。
It's an exciting generation.
之前时代的人所看不见的，我们要看见。
The things that the previous generation could not see, we will see it.
之前时代的人做不了的事情，我们可以去做。
The things that cannot be accomplished by previous generation, we will accomplish.
借着我们的祷告，借着我们的工作，我们可以改变世界。
Through our prayer, through our hard work, we can change the world.
你相信我们可以改变这个瘟疫吗？
Do you believe that we can change the coronavirus?
我们可以改变这个国家吗？
Can we change this nation?
我们可以改变人的心。
Can we change the heart of people?
没有一样事情是简单的。
None of these are easy.
我们常常在我们的微信里面，朋友圈里面，我们在那边抱怨，说这个人怎么可以这样讲话，这个国家没有救了，这个政府怎么这样做事情，我们只是在抱怨而已啊。
We often complain in our social media about this nation is helpless, this government is bad.
但是神要我们做的是不是抱怨，而是站起来建立好与他的关系，然后通过我们，他可以真正的改变那些我们想要改变的。
But God does not want us to complain. God wants us to stand up to establish the relationship with Him. And through us, He can change the world and He can change the people.
我们每一位在这里，神可以用你做一番大的事业。
Every one of us, God can use you for a great achievement.
神可以使用你。
God can use you.
就在你现在的位置上。
As what you are.
就在你现在的工作里面
，on your position，
就在你的家庭里面，你的朋友中间
，in your family among your friends。
所以这个时代固然是危险的
，yes， it's a dangerous generation。
但是让我们是可期待的
，but it's also an exciting one and we can expect。
但是它的前提是我们要和神有那样亲密的关系。
However, first we need to establish the intimate relationship with God。
抛弃掉我们一切属世上的肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
To throw away all the things that belong to the world, and the pride of eyes, the desire of heart.
所以我们可以开始去建立那一艘可以救我们的船。
And we can work on building the ark that can save us.
我们要昼夜思想，早上思想，晚上警醒，思想耶和华的话语。
We need to meditate on God's word, day and night.
我们努力管好自己的家，神的家，不醉酒，不宴乐，不沉浸在世界的欲望当中。
We work hard to manage our own family and God's family. Do not be drunk, do not feast, do not fulfill your own desire.
预备好我们和神亲密的关系，预备好我们那个灯里面有足够的油。
Prepare our relationship with God. Prepare enough oil in our lamp.
盼望的是新天新地，殷勤的去读经、去祷告，让我们自己没有沾污、没有指摘，有一天可以安然的建筑。
And set our heart to the new heaven and earth. Do not be discouraged. Work hard so that one day we can be prepared to see God.
我们可以努力的去工作，不是为挣钱，不是为成就。只是为那一位主把这份工作交在你的手里面，他有他的目的。
We can work hard, but we do not work for money or for achievement. But we work for the Lord.
努力的去传福音，照顾好小组中最小的一个。
We can preach the gospel. We can take care of the least among the small ones.
然后有一天，我们可以坦然无惧的站在神的右手边。
And one day we can stand on the right hand of God.
所以兄弟姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在这个危险的时代
，In this dangerous time，
我们要做伟大的事情。
We will accomplish great things.
如果我们与神连接， 这个对我们来说就是最好的时代。
If we connect with God, this is the best time for us.
如果不跟神连接，
But if you are not connected with God,
如果我们不努力的去跟神亲近，
if we do not work hard to be close to God,
这个就是最危险的时代。
This is a time of the biggest danger.
所以欢迎来到既危险又激动人心的时代。
Welcome to the generation of danger and excitement.
最后让我们来一起唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song together.
我在准备的时候，这首诗歌一直在我里面就，我就觉得不能不唱它。
When I'm preparing for today's message, this song is always in my heart.
是得胜的君王，我要来宣告你的名，我们要靠着你的名来得胜。主啊，我们谢谢你，哈利路亚，主啊，谢谢你。
在你爱里，我要宣告我软弱的改变，在你爱里，我要宣告你是王，在你爱里，我要宣告。我在水中那船，是你带领着我的神，在你爱里我要宣告我软弱的改变，在你爱里我要宣告你是王，在你爱里我要宣告我不在水中那船。
主啊，是你带着我们在耶稣基督里面去得胜。
Lord, you lead us into victory in Jesus Christ.
无论这个世界将要变得多危险，
No matter how dangerous this world is.
无论我们基督徒在世界上变得有多么的孤单，
No matter how lonely we are on this world.
主啊，你已经在我们的生命里面，已经为我们预备了极重无比、极大的荣耀。
Lord, you already prepared the glory in our life.
更不要提你已经为我们预备了永生。
You have prepared eternity for us.
那个我们心里面真正的那个灵，真正的你造我们的时候放在我们心里面那个好的那个灵。
The the spirit that you have put in us when you created us.
在我们一生当中，好像囚犯一样住在我们的身体里面，被压制。
We living in this body like a prison, like a prisoner.
主啊，有一天你要宣布我们得释放。
One day you will release us.
有一天你要对着我们每一个人灵，我们的灵魂来说 ，You are free.
One day you will say to our spirit, You are free.
多么动听的声音
！What a wonderful word.
你在这个世界上为我们也预备了。
You have prepared for us in this world as well.
每一个人都有他独一的目的，独一的价值。
Everybody has their unique purpose.
每一个人你都给了他。他的才能，你给了他的赏赐，你给了他的能力，你给了他的工作，每一个人都可以在你的里面努力的去工作。
You have given them, every one of us talent, our job, and our abilities, and everybody can work hard.
主啊，我们祷告在这边，我们的兄弟姐妹，亲爱的朋友们，每一位在这个地方都可以与你连接。
We pray that, our brothers and sisters here and our friends here, every one of us can connect to you.
与你有亲密的关系。
To have an intimate relationship with you.
我们可以坚定地站在我们自己的脚下。
We can stand firm.
无论世界怎样变化。
No matter how the world change.
洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华作者为王。
When the flood comes, the Lord reigns.
你要使用我们。每一个人在这个世界上做一番伟大的事业。
You will use every one of us to achieve your glory in this world.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
帮助我们每一个人身上的软弱。
Help us, help our weakness.
帮助我们每一个人可以起来，可以站起来。
Help us so that every one of us can stand firm.
帮助我们每一个人可以为着耶稣基督。
Help every one of us can work for Jesus.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.